ALRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
You know, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous Tuesday afternoon to welcome us to a very big day in Pelicansville. Ah, yes, City of New Orleans, Anthony Davis, the future Pelicans basketball, kind of a big deal today. NBA draft lottery. That's right, ping pong balls. The importance of that. We got you covered today. We're going to have a lot of fun here on this show. Just three guests for you, and it's all kind of related. And I think you're going to have a little bit of fun here as well. Marcus Thompson II, he is the author of KD. There it is. Kevin Durant's relentless pursuit to be the greatest. Why we have him on. It's a fascinating book that kind of goes through his entire growth to where it is now, because he's going to miss the first two games of the Western Conference Finals. Also, he's, I think, and it's something I'm going to argue a little bit earlier today or later today, the key piece that could affect everybody else's future in the NBA. I honestly believe that. This free agency. If he leaves Golden State, it affects Golden State. The team that he goes to will affect who else goes there and where Anthony Davis can be traded. KD, one player. Think about that. Tell me if I'm right or wrong on that. We can have some fun with that. At 1:30, Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com, covers college basketball and football. You know him. He's joined us since we pretty much started the show. And why I have him on, where he lives in that basketball triangle. Okay, in the Carolinas up there. Who better to tell us about? Because you look at most of the top 10 players, they're in that area. Virginia, Duke, North Carolina. Which player translates to the NBA or not? Because we're going to get a clearer picture this evening. And here's the other reason, which we got a call this week. Zion won't translate to the NBA. I'll ask him. He's there. He's covered him. He knows better than anyone. 2:15. Let's see if I can do it right. Joel Myers. No. Sorry. Brian and Elise joining us in studio today with this Pelicans polo, the dark blue polo. You're shaking your head. You did not like my Joel Myers impression.
Nobody can do Joel. Nobody can do Joel.
Give me your best, Joel.
No. No.
Come on, give me your best, Joel.
No.
Come on.
No.
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 You can't do Joel.
But you won't even try?
You can't do Joel.
I at least tried.
And you failed miserably.
Okay.
You can't do Joel.
Hello, guys.
No. See, you're still trying.
It's time for the NBA draft lottery. Kind of a big night.
No, you sound like the guy who goes on right before the Masters.
You're yapping over here, too. You don't like my Joel Myers?
Pelicans. I can't do
it. At least he tried.
Because you can't.
Come on.
Do
Joel. Give me a good one.
I'll give you a good one.
I'll
give you a great one. Just one second.
All right.
Clear your throat.
Fine. Anyway, Joel Myers coming at 2:15. No, look, we're going to have fun with this one day. I promise we're going to do this.
Yeah.
It's just I either he needs to be with us or I need to in advance do it. And maybe you guys can sort of help the listeners.
Welcome to the Motor Center.
I sound just like him, don't I?
Yeah.
Wow,
there it is.
I got goosebumps.
Yeah. Kind of a big night tonight in the NBA.
No, stop.
Draft.
Stop.
Sorry.
Quit. Please.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't do Joel.
All right. My point is, I was thinking this week, and I knew we were going to have him on today, and I'm like, you know, it wouldn't be a bad thing. Because Joel Myers has that voice that can read anything.
Oh, my God, yes.
Anything. And it sound not only professional, I mean, that's a given, but if it's something that's alarming, he can calm you.
Yes.
Right? I mean, so I was just thinking, you know, like when you fly, you know, the flight attendants go through the spiel, you know, in case of a water landing.
They should just hire Joel to do a voiceover.
You know, and look, and the Graf and I have sat together in charters before, and when you hear that, you go, he's waterless, every man for himself, I love you. No, I mean, Todd has looked at me and said, if that ever happened, you know, if, you know, I'll make sure Carver does well and you do the same. Cause there's an understanding. We're not helping. I mean, we're getting out.
Yeah. Every man for himself.
I mean, it's, you know, it's, I'm George Costanza in the Seinfeld episode where there's a fire, you know, and he pushes clowns and kids and women and children.
Whatever.
I mean,
look, self-preservation.
I gotta get home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how it is.
It's reality.
I'm sure Darwin, if he would have been long enough, he would have put a comma to his Darwin, you know, theory of relativity.
Just, yeah.
You know, or what? Not relativity, okay. Whatever.
I'm writing two things down. See? Don't go anywhere with Gus or Tom Hanks.
No, I mean, look.
You have to remember, Joey, Gus is the same guy that, you know, basically pushed his wife into a shark and ran off.
I was just about to tell that story. In Miami Beach on vacation a couple years ago, I saw a fin and something moving, and I started running. And I was like, what? And I turn around and I said, shark.
Yeah.
I was a good 15 feet away now. I mean, I was moving.
But pushed and ran.
She still won't let that go.
No.
She thinks I did, you know. I mean,
better than pulling out the
pocket
knife.
But here's the thing, okay? You can look at it a number of different ways. I get that. Okay? Well, I was making sure I was safe, for starters. That's kind of the natural thing any animal does, right? I mean, you see it all the time. The opening scene of Lion King. There's a noise, and an animal will pop its head up. It looks for the noise. That's normal, right? Two, I mean, what am I going to do? Punch it?
Yes.
Kick it?
Yes.
Wrestle it?
Come on, Aquaman. Go down there and get him.
I mean, Aquaman.
Before you call up and get after me, what would you do? That's what I'm saying.
You know what?
Let me look. It happened so fast. It's not like you could do anything.
This is not the first time you've said this.
I mean, she's a good 5 feet from me, and I'm, you know, looking out into the Atlantic.
Big excuses.
And, you know, and just to the left of her, I see a fin and something moving rather quickly with some wave, and I start going. I thought I said shark. And then
so you don't even know if you really said it now.
Well, no, I said it after she asked me what's wrong.
Oh, okay.
I hear her asking me what's wrong, and she starts to now move towards me, and then that's when I turn around and said, shark, behind you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So just for future references, if a fire should break out in the house, what's the order of operation in which you grab to get out of the house?
I will go get help.
But who are you going to grab if inside the house, you and the family?
Okay,
of operation.
This is another point of contention.
Yeah.
Because this was actually one of the times that she actually got out of the car when we started dating.
Mm-hmm.
There was we just come back from lunch.
Yeah.
And she will tell you this story next time you come over.
Yeah.
We were coming back from lunch, and I don't know how we got into this. Maybe we were talking about the Costanza thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, so what would you do in case of a fire? We're talking about Einstein.
Yeah, I know.
And I said, I'm grabbing Einstein. And she goes, you would grab the dog. I'm like, the dog doesn't know there's a fire. He doesn't know how to get out. You have two legs, two arms. You can go through the window. You can go through the door. You can run. Follow us. I'm picking up the dog.
I'm pretty sure the dog knows that something's going on.
I mean, that's the thing.
See what I'm saying?
It's not Benji. I mean, this isn't a movie stunt dog that knows where he's going. Exactly.
Have you not seen Lassie?
That dog has a stunt dog.
What do you mean?
Exactly. It's not even the real dog. It's like three dogs that do the stunts. One of them probably got hurt in the stunt.
Three barks.
Yeah.
I
can still help. I'll grab your hand as we all go to safety, but I got to pick up the dog. She's got out the car on West Metairie.
He never saw Lassie.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Timmy's in the well.
And that was before she moved in and all that stuff. And now she's like, yeah, you're right. You would have got him. Of course I'm right. Like, if there's a fire right now, you grabbing me or you grabbing Carver?
No, I already understand what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You're going to grab Carver in one hand, grab Einstein in the other.
In the other hand, and tell her to run.
Yeah, tell her to run. As you push her out the way to get out the door.
She got
to
move out the way. I got precious cargo. I mean, I got the baby and I got the dog in my hand. So, yeah, either.
Wait, you want to save your Xbox?
No. Ooh, the Xbox. Yeah. No. There's nothing else saving in there. That's good.
Not the TV.
No.
The TV's pretty nice.
I'm just saying.
There's two frames of the Cubs World Series newspaper from the Chicago Times and Tribune that somebody from Chicago sent me.
Oh, well, I mean.
Finally.
Priorities, of course.
At last.
Yeah, let them burn.
I mean, it took you 100 years to get that. You might want to, you know, hold on.
Now we get the truth.
Once we get outside, I'm going back in.
Okay.
I mean, I got the Saints winning the Super Bowl hung in the office, too.
Yes, you do.
Those two. Here's the thing. And the reason I have them, it's easy to grab.
Yeah.
That's quick and easy. Plus, it's by Einstein's window out front, so I can get in out quickly. That'll be quick.
This is worse than a congressional hearing. I love it.
I mean,
Gus, what you doing now?
I don't think I'm out the box here by sitting there and saying if there's a shark, I mean, I'm first, you know?
You cut the person on the side of you. Then you grab your wife. She wasn't married to you then?
No.
And no, she was. She
no,
was.
No, this was his wife at this moment. He just pushed her out, you know, pushed her into a shark and ran.
I didn't push her. The shark chose to swim by her.
That's
I mean, you know, I mean, I just. Now, I will say this. If it would have, you know, nibbled or gnawed on my leg, I would have told her just to get out, and I would have tried to hold the shark so not get her.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, now you really are Aquaman. Now you're going to wrestle a shark while your wife gets away.
Well, if it's on my leg, yes. I'm not going look for it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great white, dude. They hang out.
You know nibbling. What? We need Joel Myers calling you versus the shark.
Exactly right. See? That's what I'm getting at. The whole point of this discussion was Joel Myers calling anything. You know, how to evacuate in case of a fire. I mean, exactly.
Yeah, not on my doing Joel now.
See that music right there? And then Joel Myers will be like, case of a fire.
It's a love song.
Slowly walk down the hallway. Don't push or shove anyone. You will get your way to safety.
No, I just you Anna the shark. I need Joel calling that one.
Really?
There he is. Gus is right there. He's lined up. What? Wait, there's a shark coming. Oh, he pushes his wife in the way. Right between the eyes.
Yeah.
That's you.
Hey, look, I'm...
Self-preservation,
right? She's the one that bragged that she was a track star in high school. Make a run for it.
It's completely different.
Now you want her to run on top of water.
Exactly.
This has been
great. How does being in track have
anything to do with this? In the time it would have taken me to close the distance where she was, he'd have nibbled on her. I mean, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I could
have
done.
Have you ever seen the movie Deep Blue Sea?
There's nothing I could have done.
No. Not Jaws. Nothing.
I'm still young, man. I can't. What do you want me to do? I mean, it's two of us.
All right, yeah. So I'm going to say this. Sharks swim 25 miles per hour.
Exactly.
Okay?
I'm not going anywhere.
No. Yeah. You make the attempt.
It happens so fast. But there is
you
no
have
attempt.
To make
There's
the attempt.
There's no attempt. It's like I'm looking at you right now. All of a sudden, I see the fin, and it swims right by you. You run. I mean, there's nothing I could have done. Matter of fact, she might have been pulled under before I even could have said shark. That's how fast that thing was moving.
Poor Anna.
It had to be a shark. Poor I mean, Anna. It was moving, too. I mean, it was moving.
Poor Pensacola,
like,
right?
We've been to Pensacola. No, Miami Beach.
Oh, Miami Beach.
Yeah. No, it was like literally Miami Beach.
Oh.
Yeah. I know you love going to Pensacola.
Pensacola. And there's a massive difference between a dolphin. They're like, it was a dolphin. I'm like, no. Dolphins kind of chill. They go up and down. They're kind of just coasting with the current.
Yeah.
No. There is a clear swimming pattern with a shark.
For future, just to put it out there,
FYI.
It was
chasing a school. I saw a shadow a little bit before that, so that's what I was thinking. It was probably chasing a school.
So it wasn't going to eat your wife because it was trying to eat a tuna?
I wasn't there to find out.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Oh, well, I thought you would have known because you're a marine biologist.
Well, yeah. I play one every now and then. That's actually what I thought I was going to Southern Miss for. And
really?
I realized you got to kind of like be a doctor in order
for the record,
study. Yeah.
Just want to put this out there.
Yeah.
This is why black people only get about knee deep in water.
Yeah. but you say that. And the latest attack on the coast was about knee deep.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Look, if they're hungry, they're hungry.
We feel seaweed out of there, buddy.
I'm with you. I see a jellyfish.
Here you go.
I go to the pool. I'm good.
Knee deep.
Yeah. There's people that just will dive in. The jellyfish won't get me. I'm like, really?
Go to the beach.
Yeah.
You see a black person. Where are they?
on the beach.
Sand. Yeah.
Exactly right. Now, look, like I said.
I ain't David Hasselhoff, bro.
Look. We're going to go to the summer, this beach. We're going to go to the beach this summer. We'll see how things go.
You know what?
I'll be better prepared.
I'm going to make a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to tell Anna. Yeah. Have me on speed dial because we know who ain't going in the water.
Oh, I'll be in the water.
Oh, not if Jaws comes to go and get her again.
Again, you know, each opportunity is different.
Yeah. Know? So this time you're more prepared.
Oh, I'm ready this
time. So what I'm just going to put it that I don't like the beach.
You don't like the beach?
Yeah.
Jeez, some Pete's.
See, well, you don't like y'all bacon, just, you don't y'all like just confirming.
Why you don't like the beach?
I mean,
beach is fine.
You go on the beach and you go in the water, you get sand in places you don't want to get sand.
Here we go.
And then,
bothers you?
Yes.
Fantastic.
It's the most annoying thing. You find sand for the next 2 years.
Wow.
In every bag that you brought.
Oh, what a shame.
Get all itchy.
Oh,
I'm fine with the beach. The people that bother me are the dopes that want to grill on the beach as if your steak isn't going to have, be full of sand. So those are the ones that annoy me.
So sand's an issue for you too.
No, I'm okay
on
with
your
it.
Food.
I don't want it on my food.
Okay.
I can do without a sand burger. Just saying.
like bringing chips and stuff is fine to go to
the beach. You know, you want to throw a little
pool. Wait a minute. Chips are fine?
Yeah,
really?
Chips to bring
on
the beach.
Yeah, and your wet hands and your sandy hands are not going to be on the
Do you not have a towel?
That same towel can help you with the sand.
Or you can whip the shark.
You know what? I was actually going to consider maybe having you guys come out there. I mean, you know, we can do a show from the beach. Don't worry about it.
Hey, listen.
Clearly. No, that's fine.
If you can carry me out there and put me on my chair, then yeah. I'm all
for it. If you want to play Baywatch, go right on ahead. I know where I'm going to be. Look for me in the parking lot. I'll be the one waving.
All right. Point is, we got Joel Myers coming up at 2:15. The author from KD, Pursuit to Be the Greatest. I think it's key. Brian, your thoughts on this, we'll talk about this after the break as we're about to hit the first break. But here we go. Do you think the most important person this offseason isn't Anthony Davis, it's Kevin Durant?
That is absolutely correct. That wherever he goes will shift. And I actually think the draft is going to dictate a lot of what happens, no matter what that be, you know, with KD, AD, LeBron, or anybody else. The draft is going to have a lot to say about free agency this year.
We got so much to get into next segment. We're going to do rapid fire again. 800-998-1003. 800-998-1003. Jordan, give us the question of the day. It has to do with the NBA draft lottery. Everybody has their good luck charms. So, Jordan, what you got?
So, Pelicans fans, do you have a good luck ritual? And if so, what will that ritual be for tonight?
Yeah, it can be anything. Like if you're an LSU fan, when you go to a big, you know, LSU, Bama, even though it hasn't worked the last couple of years. Anyway, if you got something that you are positively sure that if you do, wear, eat, drink, victory will come your way. I want to hear it. As crazy as it is, as normal as it is, are you as superstitious as maybe I think a lot of people sort of feel they can be? Because I know some people feel if it's a big game, game seven or something, I'm wearing this jersey.
I mean, oh, yeah, I did that last year.
Okay, so here you go. Right. Yeah. I mean, I know Saints fans have always worn a certain jersey that maybe they wore the day that the Saints won the Super. I don't know. So give us a call. Let us know what you think. Plus, we're going to talk a lot more about this draft lottery, some numbers and some things to pay attention to. And what do you hope they get? Where are you okay? And where you hope they really don't get? Because they can fall all the way to number 11. We're going to recap all of this and more. It's going to be a quick show today. We're going to be firing on all cylinders. And Joey, we got a little Division One high school baseball championships as well here.
Yes, we do. St. Paul, did that ring a bell, Jordan?
I've never heard of that high
school.
I'm
pretty sure it's 4-3.
Bravo.
Yeah.
I got you a walk-off song to get off into break, okay. Gus. What's your wife's name?
Anna.
Anna, as Casey Kasem says, while Gus goes out, this dedication is to you from Gus.
All right, here we go.
Love is a many splendid thing.
Go swimming.
That's how it works. But, I love her. Yeah.
You know what? You loved her like the end of the Titanic. Just
even Rose let go. I mean, I'm just saying. Okay, the entire movie was a 3-hour buildup of them being together. Even she let go. Okay, I'm just saying.
Y'all are still.
She let go.
Y'all are still married.
Exactly.
Why'd you say I loved her?
That's not what I meant. I mean, I heard it differently.
Already planning it, huh?
Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Maybe they'll do divorces, but right now they do personal injury, maritime, offshore, mass tort, workers' comp, the works. 800-998-1003 is the number to call here. To call them, it's simple. It's a lot easier. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. I'll have to ask Jason that, by the way.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'll ask him if he could represent.
You know, shark injury, shark attack, what happened?
Shark injury. Yeah. Blame somebody.
You blame the ocean, huh?
Everybody's getting blamed for everything.
Yeah,
you can blame somebody. I'm sure the city of Miami is responsible.
There you go.
Yeah. Should have had a shark net out there or something.
Blame the cuddle.
Blame Aquaman.
It's all his fault.
Blame somebody. Just don't blame me for running away from a shark. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
I know you go on.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Start your summer in a Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Shop now online or in person at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Our new express store makes shopping online easier than ever. And we now offer home delivery. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS off-road for just $32,990.
That's just $32,990 for a new off-road Tundra four-door.
Or buy a Greg LeBlanc Toyota 2018 Camry pre-owned for just $17,990. Shop online. Shop now at GregLeBlancToyota.com. Tundra model 8239 MSRP 38449. $4,500 rebate, $959 discount. Camry pre-owned stock number 290271A. Several to choose, plus DTNL.
Premier Flooring, the most recommended store in Metairie. They have thousands of styles and color flooring options available. Whether it be laminate, hardwood, carpet, tile, or luxury vinyl, you'll find it here at Premier Flooring. 5246 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie. Call 504-509-5204. Visit them online at PremierFlooringAmerica.com. We want to wish the Rummel Varsity Baseball Team the best of luck in the All-State Sugar Bowl Baseball Playoffs. Raider Pride.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without rustling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe without wasting any time at all. So you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, or do any job in between, because when things just click, work just gets done. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Visit Houma Tractor today, your locally owned John Deere dealer specializing in sales, parts, and service since 1987.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
800-998-1003. As a matter of fact, Jack's still around and kicking. You know, she let go. They'd even try. Last I checked, he was the Wolf of Wall Street. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, nobody ever actually found the body.
Exactly. What's to say? Some say. It's Jordan Say.
Yeah, some say he's still alive to this day.
Some say. Could be on an island right now waiting for rescue. Thanks, Rose.
Wow. Thanks. She just gave up on him.
Yeah. 800-998-1003. All right, let's get into it. We got a lot to cover over the next couple of hours here on the draft lottery. Not the draft. That's the end of June, the last Thursday in June. And that's going to be a fun show,
mm-hmm.
which we'll get it as well. Because, look, there's a lot of implications that can sort of happen in this. Let's just quickly kind of go over your lottery odds, okay? These are things just kind of, shelve them for future use or to recall later tonight, 7:30 ESPN. It's before the Warriors take on the Blazers in Game 1, okay? It's all going to be on ESPN. By the way, there's a special jump. Right before the lottery, and then you got the game. So you got three special shows, I think, that are coming before that. So, the New York Knicks, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Phoenix Suns, they all have the same percentage to win the lottery, 14%. Brian, that's different from last year and years past where it was 25%. They're trying to discourage tanking, so now the bottom three have the same as, you know,
another
anybody.
Smart move by Adam Silver right there, man. It kind of makes sure you can't tank your way into one of the top picks. And, of course, like you said, all three teams now have the same amount of odds. What's it, 14.9?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
All right. The Bulls are next with 12.5. The Atlanta Hawks, 10%. The Graf texted me earlier today. He loves to listen to 680, the fan out there. Atlanta Radio convinced they are getting Zion and winning the lottery.
Okay. Yeah.
And the Pelicans are next after the Hawks at 6%. Percent, or at least that's where the Pels are. Matter of fact, the Wizards, 9%. So that's kind of where they are right now. But 14%, the top three. Bulls, 12.5. Hawks, 10.5. Let's call it 10. Wizards, 9. Pels, 6. Now, that's the same percentage Memphis and Dallas have. Those are the next two. Remember, there was a three-way tie. Pels won, Flip-a-Palooza.
Mm-hmm.
They got the 7 spot. This is what you need to know, okay? After Dallas, which, by the way, Atlanta, I think, can get that pick.
Atlanta can get their pick because of the Luka Doncic trade.
Right. Minnesota's next. The Lakers, Hornets, Heat, Kings. That's your lottery.
Yeah.
If the Lakers win the lottery, I'm never watching the NBA again because it was rigged. It's impossible. They got a 2% chance. I mean, it's no way. Okay? So, this is what Daniel Salerson of the Pels Radio Network said yesterday. As the commissioner begins to open up the envelopes, you want to see Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see the Heat. You want to see the Hornets. You want to see the Lakers and then laugh.
Yeah.
Okay? Those are the first four you want to see.
Of course.
Because then it's staying true to form. Nothing's moved. And normally, it doesn't move there.
No.
The next set of cards, that's where it's going to move a bit. Or the potential. You'd like to see the T-Wolves. If you don't see then, the Mavs and Grizzlies, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Because that means they moved in.
Yeah, they moved up and you
the
moved
other
down.
Teams then moved down, mm-hmm. and the Pels could then get bumped. As a matter of fact, you probably would have already seen the Pels.
Yeah.
If that happens. Why am I saying that? The Pelicans have a 26% chance at a top four pick. They cannot be five or six.
That would just be.
So if they're not seven, Brian, they're automatically going to be one through four.
Correct.
So if you do not see the Pelicans and you get to seven and the commissioner opens up the envelope and it's the Cavs or Suns, high five yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Because they cannot be five or six. They are now one through four. The next set of teams, of course, can kind of go a number of different ways, but they're one through four. You don't see them at four? Really get excited.
Yeah.
Because it's a really good chance they're one or two. I'll take three. Again, top four to me, Brian, and we're throwing this out there, 800-998-1003. Where do you hope they land? Where do you really want them to land? Like, realistically, where you hope they don't. They better at least be seven. I think it'd be disastrous if they're 10
to
14.
Yeah, if they drop out of the top eight picks, then, I mean, it's pretty much, you know, you've basically just been, you know, bombed. I think, realistically, I'd love to see them get a top four pick, much like you.
Mm-hmm.
Unrealistically, if they get the top pick in this draft, the Pelicans own the NBA offseason. Not Kevin Durant, not LeBron James. It is the New Orleans Pelicans and what they can do. Because now you have teams who are going to call you and ask you,
and
what do you
pick.
Want for that pick?
Exactly right.
Also, there's guys who are going to look at it and say, okay, we know you're going to get that pick.
Mm-hmm.
Are you taking Zion? Are you taking John Morant? And what can we offer you for Anthony Davis to take him off your hands?
Yep.
And we'll give you guys to compliment John Morant or Zion.
Yep.
And then, of course, there's the Pelicans who can now make calls and say, okay, now we'll give you Anthony Davis and the top pick if you give us XYZ stars.
And that's something we're going to talk about. That's tomorrow.
Correct.
Because if they do that, what do you want the Pels? Me, this is just me, Gus Kattengill. I want Zion at all costs.
Okay, I got
that. I want Zion at all costs. And
instant
I know there's people
base.
That don't understand that, but I want him at all costs, okay? Because I think if you're going to excite the group, if you're going to excite people and you're going to turn a page and you want to really turn it, that kid, and especially just this week and this weekend, because a lot of interviews are coming out leading until today, and you'll see a lot of stories today on ESPN leading to the draft lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot about why did you come back and play after your knee injury? And the guy's like, I don't understand why you guys don't get it. It'd have been selfish of me.
Mm-hmm.
I promised my teammates to be there with them. Give me
you
that
don't hear
guy.
That. Yeah.
Give me that guy.
Comparison to guys like Nick Bosa. Yeah.
And I don't want to hear nonsense about, you know, develop a shot. He's 18 or
right.
19. And it's the organization's job to go find the shooters. I don't want him shooting a three. Have you watched him play? I don't need him to be a three-point specialist. Like, people in college basketball were driving me nuts saying he needs to develop an outside shot.
Here's what's bothering me the most about that. They pretend that he doesn't have time to do so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he has to come into the NBA right now and be able to light it up like Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Steph Curry wasn't Steph Curry when he first got to the NBA.
First off, I don't need him to be Steph Curry.
Exactly.
Zion. That's not what he does.
Be true to who you are.
Unbelievable. Quick break. We come back. We'll talk to Marcus Thompson the second. He's the author of KD, Kevin Durant's Relentless Pursuit to Be Greatest, to Be the Greatest. We'll talk to him next on ESPN New Orleans.
Favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
New Orleans is no stranger to extreme summer heat, and having a working AC unit in your home can make a huge difference in your comfort. Contact Air Conditioning Ambulance. At AC Ambulance, our well-qualified and well-equipped professionals have the experience needed to take care of a wide range of HVAC maintenance issues. We make it our goal to help you find relief from the heat. So call Sid at 504-467-1400. You'll be glad you did at AC Ambulance. Remember, Raider Pride.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get more done, like the AutoZone Rewards Program. Members get more, like a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. Looking to protect your engine? Regular oil and oil filter changes are the best way to keep your engine running strong and running long. And if you're looking to do the job yourself, AutoZone can help. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Big night in Pelicansville. Obviously, the NBA draft lottery, but as we opened up the show, we said it. I think the biggest name this offseason, you know him by the initials, KD, Kevin Durant, Marcus Thompson II, best-selling author of Golden, and also wrote Kevin Durant's Relentless Pursuit to Be the Greatest, joins us to talk about this latest book. Marcus, thanks for joining us this afternoon, man. How are you?
I am hungover.
Well,
that's pretty good, right?
Welcome to the Sports Hangover. Exactly. That's perfect. Man, great timing for this, obviously, because it really is an interesting story to see where KD's sort of gone and where he is now. Obviously not playing tonight, maybe not playing Thursday. It completely changes the dynamic of the Warriors and their chances and all that. Kind of just goes to show just how important he is. We opened up the show saying, I think he's the biggest name this offseason in free agency, because where he goes, I mean, you want to talk about dominoes falling, it is. What was it like, I guess, writing this book?
You know, it was really eye opening because Kevin Durant is one of those dudes we've kind of known for years, right? We know who he is, we know where he's from, we know his story, but there was so much that we didn't know, so much depth and texture that I was kind of awakened. Like it was good to, like, you know how these sports stars just be so like commercial and PR concoctions and vanilla. It was just good to examine a guy who was himself, like flaws and all. Like, that's what I really took from it. Like, here's a guy who's just going to be who he is. And some of us won't like it. Some of us might wish he was different. But he doesn't care. He's going to be him. It was kind of refreshing to see a superstar with that kind of perspective.
At Thompson Scribes, the way to follow you over on Twitter, were you kind of surprised in the learning process of this, like what you talk about? Because, again, a lot of times we just see media clips. Here in New Orleans, we get what's on the sound bank, or we get what's shown on highlights on SportsCenter and stuff like that, where it kind of looks like he's become this villain, this abrasive figure. Yet when you read this book and you see other things that he's done online in different videos, you're right. I mean, there is a lot more to who he is than sort of like that, and there's reasoning behind, I guess, how he feels that way.
No question. And there's like a reason behind it, right? Like, there's a genesis to it all. And once you get the whole picture, like, it kind of makes sense. It's not that he's not sensitive. It's just that you understand why. right? It's not that he isn't like sometimes like cantankerous, but you get where he's coming from once you know his story. And the thing that I walked away thinking, like, with all that he's been through, I remember having this epiphany, like, with as much as he's been through and what he's had to overcome, if the end result is him being a little sensitive, like, that's a win. Because he really, really, he shouldn't be here. Like, many people who grew up where he grew up and went through what he went through, they don't make it. They get strung out on drugs. They end up in a gang. They end up selling stuff and end up going to jail or even dying. And he ends up being, like, the best. Like, he completely maximizes his talent and becomes one of the best basketball players of all time. So it makes me say, all right, it's not as bad as people think. Like, this is actually an inspiring story he has when you really know the whole story.
Marcus, how are you? This is Brian, and I kind of want to piggyback off of where you're going with the role of the villain, if you will, that KD is now, I guess, seen as in some parts, because he goes from the real MVP, the speech that he gave, in which everybody across the NBA landscape kind of saluted him and kind of, you know, basically was Team Kevin Durant in the idea that they would criticize Russ and anybody else who criticized KD. Then he joins the Warriors, and all of a sudden now he has the hate of the world on his shoulders. How do you think he's handled that transition, and how do you think he will handle it moving forward now that he's, I guess, pressed up against this next part of his life, which is going to be free agency and where he takes his next move?
I actually think it's hardened him, right? I think it's made him, I think it's like giving him that leathery exterior that he needed anyway. Because, I mean, just to be frank about it, like, he was hiding in Oklahoma City. Like, his relevance, even though we knew who he was and we knew he was a beast and we knew his game, like, he just became like a couple of cute stories that were heartwarming stories. Like, oh, he's a good dude. He gave a bunch of money to a tornado relief, right? Like, that's who he was. Oh, he's a good dude, right? He carries a backpack. Like, he was very simple in Oklahoma City, and in order, like, he this whole time had designs on being the top dog in the NBA, and with that, he kind of needed to thicken his skin. So I do feel like it was jarring, it was life-altering, it changed his perspective to go from beloved to hated like that. I don't think he knew it would be that bad, and he's quoted in the book saying it, and I think it's hardened him. I think it's now made him to the point where it's like, all right, I don't know if there's anything else in basketball that I could go through that's worse than this, right? Like, I've dealt with it all. He's like Denzel Washington in Training Day, standing at the projects, like, come on, I'm King Kong. Like, I'll take all your shots. Like, that's how he is. I've taken it all. So what else can you do for me now that I've survived it? But the best part, though, is I think, especially when you talk to Durant, like, away from the microphones, and he's given, you know, he's sparred with me a few times in post-game interviews, but he's still got a real human part to him. Like, you can have a conversation with him. I was having a situation with my sister who was going through some things, and I was like, man, let me tell you about my sister. And he, and we were just chatting about it. He just got through ripping me on the podium, by the way, but he was like, yeah, he's always down to have a conversation, so he's still got that side to him. And as long as he keeps that, I think he'll be all right. But he is definitely hardened from what he went through in this transition to the Warriors.
I kind of want to kind of keep that theory going a little bit, because I think so many people, as you said, you know, with KD kind of, I guess, hiding in Oklahoma City, I think so many people maybe have misunderstood who he was at that point in time. And now, do you think it's a little bit of people kind of starting to see who Kevin Durant really is? Or maybe they're not, I guess, accepting the maturation of Kevin Durant, and they're still trying to kind of look at him as that kid 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 12 years ago in Oklahoma City?
Absolutely. I think he was supposed to stay in the box of the humble, like humble superstar, the one who didn't go through free agency. He just signed his contract privately and told everybody on Twitter the first time, right? They just wanted him, that, like, that's all he was. He was that simple kind of, you know, all shucks superstar, right? I think what the move to the Warriors did was put him in a bigger light, and we got to see, like, the totality of who he is, right? Because he was all that. Like, I don't think he changed so much as he just revealed who he was, right? Right. Because the spotlight is bigger. So he's always had some dog in him, right? He's always been willing to go back at you if you say something, right? I mean, he's from PG County, right? You just don't get to talk bad to him and he's just going to be quiet. That's just not who he is. So I feel like all that stuff was there, but he just wasn't relevant enough to dig it up. And when he went to the Warriors, to this dynasty, and created this dynasty, then it's like, all right, well, who is this dude? Let's shine this magnifying glass on him. And he didn't like it, but we definitely got to see the whole man.
Marcus Thompson joining us for another minute or so here. Marcus Thompson II, best-selling author of Golden, and wrote Kevin Durant's Relentless Pursuit to Be the Greatest. It's crazy. You look at it in just that game four, you talk about him going back and forth with Chris Paul. I mean, I love that aspect of it. It reminds me of back in the day when Jordan then played and what the NBA was sort of like. If you had to give your best guess, what do you see as that next chapter? I know it's towards the end of your book here. So what do you see KD kind of going? Because obviously what he does this summer is going to impact the NBA.
Man, it's so tough, y'all. I'm telling you, like, this is like a month, every month I flip, right? Every month I'm like, nah, he's leaving. Like, he's about to go create a new legacy. He's done the Warriors thing. He's got the titles. But then there's this other side. Like, now the gear that it's in, it's like everything is so harmonious. Like, everything, he loves it. The whole team is calling him the best player in the league. He's like the leader. Mm-hmm. Like, I think what he envisioned when he got here has come to fruition. And not to mention, like, they have a new stadium, and they can pay him the most money. And at some point, it just makes the most sense to stay and win six championships, right? Like, so it's, on one hand, I'm like, all right. He's got another plan to do, and he's still got a retort for all the people who criticize him for making the move, right? He still wants to shut them up, but also he's in a great situation. So I vacillate between back and forth, and I think right now I'm on the, it's going to be hard to walk away from the Warriors, right? It's going to be really, whoever sits in front of him and convinces him to leave, it better be a hell of a pitch, because he's got Steph Curry calling him the leader and the best player in the world. He got Steph Curry to say that. Steph Curry fans are now, like, recognizing how great Kevin Durant is and ready to, like, embrace him in the fold. Steve Kerr calls him the best player in the league. Like, he's never been more loved in the Bay Area than he is right now. So it's going to be incredibly tough for him to pull the trigger on that one.
With that being said, Marcus, I'm going to put you on the spotlight here with the last question that we have for you. And it's, what do you think is more impactful for his legacy? Because we all kind of see that Kevin Durant wants to be, I guess, eclipse that LeBron, you know, that LeBron meter. So what do you think is the best move for his legacy? Is it continuing with the Warriors with the possibility of winning six championships, which would be definitely more than what LeBron has? Or do you think it's going to another team like the New York Knicks and winning a title there, which would, you know, you win a title in New York, they'll king you forever?
Look, so the safest route is to stay with the Warriors, right?
No doubt.
It's just to rack up six. The high-risk, high-reward route is to go to the Knicks. I mean, like, if he goes to the Knicks, like, that's storybook. The only better ending is if he went to Seattle and won a championship, right? That's the only better one, like, go back where he started. But for him to go to the Knicks and do what so many other players couldn't, like, that would put him at deity level. And this is coming from somebody who's from Oakland, right? Like, so I'm from the Bay, and that's a story that's going to be tough to top. But that one is risky, because if he doesn't win, if he's struggling as an eighth seed, losing in the first round, losing to Milwaukee, Giannis every year, like, that's not going to end well. So the safer route is to stay with the Warriors, where you got a nice infrastructure as your team. And I think he's changed the league with his decision as such that, just as a matter of time, it won't be seen as the worst thing in the world that he left. Just like we thought the decision, LeBron leaving, was terrible, now it's like, all right, whatever, he can leave, he's a free agent. I think time will change many of us on that. But, and then he could just rack up six. He's got 5 years to get three more.
Mm-hmm. No doubt, man.
Yeah, AD kind of took care of that for Marcus this year.
Right?
So kind of did that. The Athletic Bay Area columnist, his name is Marcus Thompson. Go check out the book. It's an excellent read, man. I thought you did a great job of just kind of introducing us to who KD really is, man. Good stuff, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
At Thompson Scribes, the way to follow him on Twitter. Thanks, man. Appreciate
Thanks, Marcus.
Time.
Bay Area's own.
Yeah. Look, I listened to that, and again, look, I brought the book so you could see it. Mm-hmm. I went through it. It doesn't take long to get through it. About 250, 260 pages, but it's just interesting because it really does kind of give you a background. There's one part in there that stood out to me as we go to break, and it's they played an exhibition game at Key Arena in Seattle, you know, and he got the mic and he's like saying, look, I really hope that basketball comes here one day. And, you know, he was there, he saw Gary Payton and everything, and
that kind of goes and shows you to what he was talking about, how there's that other side to it. Because we do see him as the villain. Like, it almost looks like he's trying to be the villain. Yeah. And he wants to be not, you know, this sort of lovable sort of character, which is crazy because, I can't understand that. But it's got to be a shock to any human being to be loved one second and because of a decision that makes the sense, all the sense in the world, all of a sudden, you're hated. Not disliked. Hated.
Indeed.
And you're attached to ruining the game that you love. And you're attached to making it what the NBA is bad. And you're attached to, this is why no one... I mean, they didn't just attach, hey, we don't care for you. He ruined the NBA, was what people said.
Right.
Ruined. This is, look at this. That's tough to deal with.
I actually think there's as Marcus stated, there's a method to the madness with this. Because, I think at some point, it's no more than we love wrestling, right? So it's no more than at one point you couldn't stand Triple H. He was the heel. Nobody liked him. And all of a sudden now he pulls out the sledgehammer and what happens? Crowd goes crazy.
Yeah.
I think the same thing with Kevin Durant. At one point, people... They booed him. They hated
again,
him for it.
It will be interesting to see where he goes. We'll talk a little bit more about this. Let's get into it. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chazal is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychazal.com.
Home and Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Home and Credit have up to 30 years' experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Plan your next great escape and feed your soul with a trip to one of our state parks. Newly improved white sand beaches are ready to welcome you this summer at places like Fountain Loop State Park. Or how about a world-class fishing trip to Toledo Bend, the number one bass lake in the nation, 2 years in a row. You can fish anywhere, but you catch fish in Louisiana. One great state, 21 great state parks. Plan your trip today at LouisianaTravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism.
Lawn lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel Deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Our thanks to Marcus Thompson for joining us there. It is funny because now I remember when he said that too. Remember there was a soundbite. Remember when Kevin Durant was going bananas about New York?
Yeah.
At the press conference and he referenced Marcus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that is.
So, yeah, the guy that got called out in front of the whole world was just on our show. There you go.
And I think he enjoys it. I think he enjoys the back and forth with the players. And, I mean, you could tell. KD gave him great information for this book. So, you can tell that he got called out. But there's a love, there's a love-hate relationship like a brotherly relationship.
Well, it's sort of like one of those things, too, where you think about it, too. I think for most authors, journalists, whatever, you just want to be genuine. And one of the things that I think is interesting is all the speculation as to where they can go. Again, Pelicans, I think it's an exciting day for your fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
You stay at 7, I still think you can get a nice player. If you can move up, what are you celebrating about over here in your Pelicans shirt? I'm the only one not Pelicaned up today, by
Thanks
the way.
Lot,
you got
Gus.
Your Pelicans polo, you got your Pelicans red shirt, and I got
I simulated it once, and the Pelicans get the number 2.
There it is. One simulation.
on tankathon.com. Go ahead and play it.
6 hours, 40 minutes, six seconds and counting.
You got to do it like Joe Myers.
No, stop.
Six hours. No?
Stop.
Okay. New York, okay, my point being is there's a number of ways the Pels can win tonight. Obviously, Brian winning the whole thing.
No doubt.
Victory. Number two pick, I'm ecstatic. If for some reason whoever goes one doesn't go for Zion, they go with Ja Morant, you get Zion. It's the Mario Williams, Reggie Bush situation.
You can't lose.
If they go Zion, you got Ja Morant. And remember, Drew Holiday has screamed, I am not a point guard.
Don't put him
and
on the ball.
And I get it because we're going to analyze this tomorrow once we know where it's going. We've already had people say, go get this guy. They're shooting guards. I understand what you're saying. But if you want to go that route, then you're piecing out Drew Holiday. And I don't see a shooting guard in that draft that makes me want to get rid of Drew Holiday, not for his offensive game, Brian.
Exactly.
His defensive game.
You want to know how important Drew Holiday is?
First team, all defense. He's a two-way player. You're not going to tell me some rookie coming out of college is going to do you better than that.
Where are the Portland Trail Blazers right now, Gus?
Bingo.
They're in Western Conference
Finals. The Western
Finals.
Conference Finals, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Shooting guard, point guard, you better have one.
Yeah.
I mean,
and what happened to those guys when they played against Drew Holiday?
Yeah.
That's why you need Drew Holiday.
And again, I just think you gotta have a backcourt, man. I know it's sexy and you want to say give me a shooting forward or a small forward rather, but you and I talk about this. It's a positionless game.
Yeah, no question.
I want the most. What did we talk about when the Saints draft?
Oh, they get the best player available.
Just let
it sort out.
Yeah. Athleticism.
Yeah,
you can't teach it.
You got to type.
Yeah. Can't teach it.
We got to type. It's called get the best players we can. We'll let the players sort it out when
they
get on the court.
I think the Pels have to go that direction in this draft. I need the best athletes on the court. I need athletes. And so much, and I get it. I know where this game is going. I understand it. The news today, Chris Finch is interviewing in Minnesota.
Yeah.
The assistant coach there. There's a lot of people think that now they're going to shoot 53. I get that. I do. There is still room in this game, and you still are going to need it, a.k.a. Houston Rockets. If you cannot do anything in the post,
oh yeah,
it's going to hurt you. And before you start calling up and go, well, Golden State, what does Kevin Durant do when it gets tight? Drives to the basket. Where, I mean, look, I know Dino says this all the time. Draymond Green has been the key and the glue on that team. Getting offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, getting the tough stuff down low, getting people you watched the Pels Warriors last year.
Yeah.
They lost the series down low.
No question.
AD. He was irrelevant. He was irrelevant because of the defense that the Warriors played on him.
Well, maybe he's overrated.
Okay, well, I get that. But my point is, he was a non-factor. That's why I said to me, if you want to be a top three, if you want to be the great, you have to take that ability that you know that everyone's going to defend you, two players, three players, and find a way to win.
Yeah.
That's what makes you, again, Kevin Durant, best player in the game.
No question.
Everyone knows he's going to shoot it and try.
And
he can't stop him.
Can't stop him.
Cannot stop him.
I mean, that dagger he hit last year right in front of LeBron.
You saw it in the series before he got hurt.
Yeah. I mean, he pulled up from, what's it, 33 feet?
Yeah.
Right in front of LeBron. And he didn't even blink.
Well, he can drive past you. He can shoot the ball.
He can handle the ball as well.
So that's my point. So that leads me to the larger question that I want to get into here over the next 2 hours and 5 minutes here, Brian. Because we're going to pay attention to the draft lottery today.
Indeed.
And we're going to think of how this opens up for the Pelicans. Kevin Durant, let's say if he goes to New York.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I say, that the Pels can win in a number of different fashions today. If New York wins the lottery, it's in play.
Yes.
Zion's in play. Why? Well, first off, everyone in the world is calling New York.
Correct.
I get it. Not everyone in the world has Anthony Davis. I know the Lakers are going to try. Congratulations. Unless you're throwing LeBron in there, New York's not picking up the phone for Kuzma and all. It's not happening.
No.
So, who goes with KD if he goes there? There's a ton of speculation it's Kyrie Irving. I think he goes to Brooklyn simply because you have two ball-dominant players. KD's not stupid. He saw what happened in Boston.
Yeah.
You had a guy that after a loss said, when he went 4 for 25, I should have shot it 30 times.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's
Kevin Durant needs the ball.
Yeah, KD ran from that when he was in Oklahoma City. Doesn't want to do that again.
Kyrie Irving not going to the Knicks increases the likelihood that you can trade AD over there.
Mm-hmm. And the Pelicans have been doing that due diligence on some of the Knicks players.
They really have. And again, that makes sense to me. KD, AD, 2 7-footers, one on the outside, one on the inside. That's tough.
No question.
That's tough. Milwaukee, okay, fine. KD and Giannis go at it. Who's got KD?
Yeah.
I mean, even if Kawhi stays in Toronto, you know? I mean, having an outside-inside presence, then it doesn't matter. Go get Terry Rozier, who's begging to get out of Boston for New York. Oh, they have some young pieces you have to get rid of in the trade, but you can go get other guys to play point.
Yeah.
And to feed KD and AD.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm the Knicks, that's a scenario that I'm in the Eastern Conference Finals, I think.
Oh, no question.
With those two players.
No question.
I don't know if I am with Kyrie in those three. I don't. I think you can still get all the other pieces to go there. You know?
I think Kyrie and Kevin Durant is Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant 2.0.
Jimmy Butler's a free agent. Now he wants his money. But does Jimmy Butler in New York with KD and AD?
I think you have a perimeter defender that helps out, but I also think Jimmy Butler is kind of volatile, so you never really know which Jimmy Butler you're getting.
Well, I agree. But my point is, there are so many free agents this year that can sort of shape all of that. So
I think Kemba
that
in New York with AD and KD would just be ridiculous.
There you go. So that's my point. I wonder where that would go. I think Kyrie, because we've argued this before, and when I say argue, we've brought it as part of the discussion in an argument. I think he is and again, it's not a bad thing to be a Robin.
No.
But I don't think Anthony Davis probably wants the line. I think going to New York, playing with the KD would be perfect for him. Yeah. Because KD's going to get the blame and the love and the loss and all that other stuff.
Well, AD also gets all of his endorsements and stuff like that.
He gets everything he wants.
I don't blame Anthony Davis anymore, because the minute you said that, it clicked in my head what he was like at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And we praised him for things like being unselfish and not wanting to be the dominant guy when he could have been in Kentucky with that 5-man group that they had over there. But what we didn't realize is there was a reason why he wasn't the dominant guy. And we put the onus on him to come in and be that when it never was who he was.
Yeah.
So going to New York with Kevin Durant, I mean, it works out perfectly.
To me, it makes all the sense in the world. And I understand everyone wants to say Kyrie going over there. Kyrie would have to change his game completely.
And he's not.
I don't see how those two work.
They don't.
You know?
They don't.
I could be wrong. 800-998-1003. We come back, we'll talk about a couple of other scenarios and things that can happen that way. Do you think, first off, Zion's even tradable? Like, if you're New York, do you even do that? I mean, would you even trade Zion if you have the first pick overall? Would you choose Zion or AD? Because I'm going to throw this question out at you. Who exactly should trade for Anthony Davis? We'll start the hour with that next on ESPN New Orleans.